Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk.
A lower trade today. The Trump traders are back, but they're not getting too successful in the corn and soybeans because that's usually where the Trump traders attack. They did get soybeans back down near 10 bucks, but now soybeans have rallied back. They're only down 2 cents. Wheat, they had that off 4 cents. Here it's off 2 right now, sitting within 8 cents of last Friday's highs. That's absorbed a lot of selling, farmer selling, tech selling, whatever you want to call it. That corn's looking pretty stout, like it's not done going down, because it's not. End users keep buying it. Again, over 600,000 metric tons of purchases for corn this morning. 400,000 was to Mexico, you know, ongoing business. Of course, everybody says they're front-loading. Maybe they are, maybe they aren't. The other one was unknown destinations for over 260,000 metric tons. Who was that? China? Something that needs to be looked into. Back in 1973, when the Russians were stealing our grain and nobody knew who was buying everything, they instituted this policy where anything over 100,000 metric tons have to be reported within 24 hours the next morning. Well, since then, we've got this unknown disclosure, which takes long windows of time to disclose to the public who it is. These numbers have gotten big. They're big, the biggest since 1973. So something needs to be looked into. Who bought the 290,820,000 metric tons of corn to an unknown destination? So like I said, that's basically 700,000. I looked at the math. Three quarters, almost of a million metric tons of corn was announced this morning. And so corn is getting sold with or without Trump traders' acknowledgement. And of course, anybody who trades knows there's the sell the rumor, buy the fact thing. This rumor of this Trump problems is so old and pervasive now that by the time it happens, it's a non-event. And if anything, we rally on it. Because what if the Chinese bow to what they know, this cowboy coming to town, it's not his first rodeo. He's on the horse and he's riding it hard. And so they may just give in a little quicker than these Trump traders think. That's my assessment, my opinion anyway. But for now, corn only down 2 cents, 426 and a half on December. March off 3 1/4. Bull spreading, yeah. Front down less than the furds. 437 on March corn, down 3 1/4, down 3 1/2 in July, 447 1/4. Soybeans down just 2 1/2 cents right now at 10.08. The March off 4 1/4, 10.18 1/4. Bull spreading again. Soybean oil, it did come lower today for the third day in a row, down $1.14 right now at $45.09, as the fear was played that Trump's EPA chief designate, Lee Zeldin, he may not be too helpful to any EPA approvals for biofuels like 45Z credits. The thing is, it's in play. It was enacted by House members. It's something you really can't just shut down with a pen as easily like Obama would do with his pen and give it a try, or Biden would do with student loans, give it a try. It's not that easy to stop it, so we'll see. But for that, bean oil was the reason soybeans came off again today. In the wheat trade, they're hammering that, as we had seen yesterday. China bought 500,000 metric tons of wheat from Australia. Harvest is underway in Australia now and in Argentina. The trade cracked through a three-week trading range to the downside, and so the bears were feeding on it. They pushed the wheat lower here on the session, down over a dime on Kansas, but now we're down 6.5 cents on December, presently at 5.40. The Chicago March lower by 11 cents, 5.41 1/4 there. Nickel off their lows for now. Minneapolis December wheat down 6, 5.71 3/4, with March Minneapolis wheat off 7.5 cents, 5.93. If you are an active trader of commodity futures, you need to check out Heartland Investor Services trading app. The markets are moving fast, and you need to know what they're doing. Now, you do not have to place your orders on the app if you don't want to. You can call our brokers. They'll take care of it for you. But in order to see what's going on, this trading app is a must-see. Check it out. At heartlandinvest.com, call us, 701-222-0221. Cattle trade turning lower now. Box beef, no help. Choice at midday off 78 cents at 307.49. Select giving up $1.05 to 278.87, and that's just on light to moderate box movement. The board has December off 50 cents right now at 183.90. February lower by 17 cents, 185.95. April down 12, 187.57. Feeder cattle November, they're going to expire here pretty soon. We're down 40 cents today, 246.42, while the feeder index continues to drift. We have Jan feeders off 5 cents, 243.52. March feeders, they're actually up 37 cents, 242.10. On the hogs, lower by 62 cents on December. $81.72. February giving up 40 cents, $85.92. Gold still not done sliding while Bitcoin continues to explode. We have the gold off $17.40 to $2,588.90, while the dollar's up 47 cents, $106.42. Of course, that's not helping commodities in general. Silver down 5 cents only right now, $30.71. On Bitcoin, gaining $3,335 to $92,830. Crude oil recovering after an early run down to $66.94, went down to prior lows made 2 weeks ago, bouncing now ahead of the delayed Department of Energy numbers out tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. We currently have December crude oil up 49 cents a barrel, $68.61. December gasoline up a half a penny, $1.96¾, while diesel fuel up a penny and a quarter to $2.22¼. Any questions on livestock risk protection insurance or commodity futures trading, you can find us at heartlandinvest.com, 701-222-0221. Thank you for listening, and have a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.